For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says even though the latest meeting with Democrats on a border wall was productive, the government shutdown could continue for months or years, but he hopes it'll only be days. And if he can't get Congress to go along with his plan?
But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly, and it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer following the meeting with President Trump.
We'll continue discussing, of course, but it's very hard to see how progress will be made unless they open up the government.
Trump in the Rose Garden also commented on the good jobs numbers.
It's a great number. I think it has a lot to do with the factories and with the companies that are moving back into the United States who have left, and now they're coming back to us instead of being in other countries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas says he will not run for re-election in 2020. Roberts says he'll retire at the end of his current term.
I have had the honor and privilege of representing Kansas for 16 years in the House, 22 years so far in the Senate. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I would become the longest-serving member of Congress in our state's history.
As chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Roberts recently helped spearhead an $867 billion farm bill into law. Top Senate GOP leaders have expressed interest in trying to persuade Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to run for the seat. Roberts' decision comes just a few weeks after Lamar Alexander of Tennessee said he would not seek re-election in 2020. U.S. stocks staged a major rally to close out the week, more than erasing Thursday's sharp losses after a better-than-expected jobs report showed employers adding new personnel at a robust pace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 746 points, up 3.3%. The S&P 500 climbed 3.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 4.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Seven people are dead and more injured after Thursday's fiery crash on I-75 in Florida. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Patrick Reardon provides details on what happened.
We had a tractor trailer and a passenger car traveling north. Also, we had a tractor trailer and a passenger van traveling south in approximately the same area. At some point, the tractor trailer and the passenger car that were traveling north collided and then subsequently went through the guardrail traveling into the southbound lanes.
Five of those killed were children. A traffic homicide investigation continues into what caused that crash. A man who was trapped inside a smelly Portland-area Burger King restroom for more than an hour is suing. He's demanding a Whopper meal per week for the next 22 years, or the monetary equivalent of just over $9,000. Here's just one more thing to worry about. USA's Chris Barnes has the chilling details of a new study on ice cubes.
Would you like that on the rocks? Because researchers say you may want to hold off on that. A food safety specialist at North Carolina State University says bacteria and viruses from E. coli to Salmonella can live in freezing temperatures, meaning they could be alive and living in your ice cubes. Experts say people can avoid contaminated ice and prevent the bacteria from spreading by using purified water, also by washing your hands, using ice scoops when serving the ice, and regularly cleaning your freezer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.